Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Spirit FM. And now, connecting through the eyes of medium Sarah May, all seeing, all sensing, all knowing. Sarah May, the celebrity's choice, the top UK medium of TV and radio, will be sharing her natural empathic healing gift with you to communicate to the spirit world, sharing music, special guests, and much more. The airwaves are now open to connect. Call Sarah now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or connect to Blog Talk Radio / Mike Spirit FM and connect via Skype. And now, please welcome Sarah May.
Well, hello everybody, and we are here again, once again on a Thursday evening UK time. I don't know what time it is, wherever you are, whoever's listening, to Connecting Through the Eyes of Medium Sarah May Show. And I'd like to welcome you all to the show this evening. And there's been a slight change. We were going to have Kevin G. Moore on, lovely Kevin G. Moore, fantastic singer-songwriter for Spirit. And Kevin had messaged me this morning to say couldn't make it, he's been called into work. And I didn't read it, so I was presuming he was coming on, and obviously realised he's not. So apologies from myself to Kevin, and I'd like to wish him a lovely, happy, merry Christmas, a good shift at work this evening, and he will definitely, definitely be coming back on, okay? I do have another lovely guest who I will introduce to you very shortly, holding on the line there. But because Kevin wasn't actually coming onto the show, I thought, what should we do? Teamwork, we'll all pull together. So I popped on Facebook. I've got four songs to choose for the show. And the first people to choose the songs, as long as they're not too silly, and obviously there's no swearing or anything in them or anything rude, I will select those songs for the show this evening and dedicate them to the people that have chosen them and mention their names. Which I have. That caused a little bit of a riot on Facebook because I had it on my event page and I also had it on my own page on Facebook too. And I'd like to say we've got four songs from four lovely people. And one of them I was a little bit suspicious, and I'll tell you about that in a little bit. She knows who she is. And you know, we're looking forward to having those songs on. I've got a few hosts of Mike Spirit FM coming on a little bit later as well. So listen out for those lovely hosts coming in. We might have a few surprises. And but my main guest this evening, my special friend, is Elizabeth Crowther. Beth Crowther. How are you there, my darling?
Hello, Sarah. Thanks for having me on your show this evening.
Big, big, big pleasure. For anybody that doesn't know who you are, Beth, do you want to sort of tell them a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I work as a medium and a psychic here in the UK, but also I work as an animal communicator. And that's just like being a pet psychic. So it's really good if your pets are poorly or they've got behaviour problems or you just want to know a little bit more about what they're thinking about and why. Or why they're behaving in a certain way. So it's a really fascinating job. And I've been so lucky, Sarah, because I've done lots of interesting things with the animal communication over the years. I've been lucky enough to feature in a lot of the UK magazines like Woman's Own and Chat. I've also been over to the Richard and Judy show with the animal communication, which was on Channel 4. And I was really lucky because I actually went over to see Russell Brand at his home in London, and I did a reading on his cat called Morrissey. So I've done loads of really, really quirky things, as well as helping everyday people with their pets. Maybe it's because their pets are poorly, Maybe it's because they've rescued a pet. I've worked with a lot of horses as well, because horses get a lot of problems. So if anybody is listening today and they'd like a little bit of assistance with a pet, maybe that pet's living or even has gone over to the spirit world, I'd be more than happy to take calls. But I also do lots of oracle card readings and link to the spirit world for people as well. So it's quite exciting, and I'm lucky enough to teach lots of workshops too. So there's always something going on. So it's lovely to join you this evening, Sarah.
It is, Beth, isn't it? And I've been on your show as well, because you have a show every Sunday, don't you? Spiritual Callings, Spiritual Awakenings, have I got that wrong, Beth?
Yeah, I have a show in the UK. It's on a radio station called The Bridge Radio, and that's an FM station. But if you're listening outside of our local area in the West Midlands, you can get it on the internet, which is www.thebridgeradio.net. That's every Sunday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe different, of course, depending on where you are in the world, but 5 p.m. UK time until 7, and it's called The Spiritual Calling Show, and we have loads of guests on there. We've been very lucky. We've had lots of great mediums, including yourself, Sarah. We have Derek Acora as well. He's been on a few times. He's a very well-known medium here in the UK. We've had Colin Fry on the show, all manner of people, actually. And not only that, sometimes we have people who are healers and who are authors. So we keep it very, very varied. So there's always something different going on the show. But mainly it is about connecting to the spirit world, giving people readings, looking at the past, the present and the future for people. And I know a lot of people this evening will be thinking, what's coming up for me next year? In 2013, I know a lot of people may have had a difficult year this year, and they want to look ahead. Some people want to be changing their jobs and their career, and they want to look to see what sort of outcome that may bring them. So any questions like that, I would be happy to answer.
Lovely, 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 Beth. You and I can be a little bit spooky together, can't we? Things happen, don't they, out of the blue. We're not in contact all of the time. But I appeared in your kitchen drawer in a leaflet one day, didn't I?
It was really bizarre, because I'd picked a leaflet up of yours at a psychic fair, and I'd put it away, and I'd forgotten I'd put it in my kitchen drawer. And that probably was 6 or 7 months prior to me opening that drawer looking for something and actually finding the leaflet and thinking, oh, I must contact this lady. That leaflet's obviously appeared to me for a reason. And that was on the Wednesday or the Thursday. On the following Saturday, I actually went to a psychic rendezvous, which was here in Coventry in the UK. And I was talking to Mike Davis and our friend Nick Humphreys, all from Mike Spirit FM. And you actually appeared, and you knew Mike, and you said hello to Mike. And I realised when I looked at you, you were the lady on the photograph on the leaflet. And I thought, this is just very, very strange synchronicity. But I was so glad, because, you know, I felt really excited, and I knew that we'd got to meet. And I just knew that we'd be doing some work together. And it was brilliant, because we hit it off straight away and we've become really good friends. So I do believe often that spirits set these things up.
They definitely do, Beth. And I had a little bit of a surprise from you as well, because I had boiler problems. I had a problem with my boiler for a while, and it was broken, and I was trying to fix it myself, and I was thinking, how can I do this? And I thought, fuse, get the fuse. So I took the fuse out, turned the fuse around, gave it a bit of a spin, put it back in, and the boiler was working. And on the afternoon, I get a text from Beth Crowder, completely out of the blue, saying, is your boiler fixed?
I know. It was so funny, because actually, I hadn't intended it to go to you. My sister was having a boiler problem at the same time, and I'd sent the text to my sister and accidentally sent it to you. So isn't that really, really strange that when I looked and I was trying to send the text over, it actually went out to you, and I thought, I bet you've got a problem with your boiler for me to send it to you.
Never hear from you, and then all of a sudden I get a text from Beth Crowther, is your boiler okay? I thought, well, if that isn't spooky, what is?
I know.
You do that, don't we? And you phoned me the other day as well, didn't you? Because you had, on your show, you had like a little get-together, didn't you, of all the guests that you'd had on, and you're having nibbles and like a sort of, you know, everybody there, and I couldn't make it because I was working. I was so sad, and I was thinking about you on the morning, and you phoned me.
I did, and it happens a lot, doesn't it? You know, we can think about somebody, and then they can just phone, or we'll bump into them. And I seem to do that a lot with you. If I think about you, you'll contact me on Facebook, or something will happen, and I think we're in sync. And a lot of people are with, and I think that's telepathy.
Yes.
And I really believe that when you communicate with animals, that's what you're using. You're using your telepathic ability. And I think that's something that we've all got, but we've just forgotten how to use it. And on my animal communication workshops, I teach people how to use those skills of telepathy to communicate with animals, because animals are very, very good at communicating in that way. The misconception is that it's really hard to do. Actually, it isn't. It's quite easy to do because it's very natural to do it. And I think what happens is that when the information comes in as a message to us, and that may be through words or pictures or feelings or emotions, we often discount them and think, oh, I've just imagined it, or I've just made it up, you know, because it feels so natural. And I believe that when you communicate with spirit or with animals, the part of your brain that you're using to do that is your imagination, the same part where imagination comes from. And I think that's why a lot of people think they're making it up and they think they're imagining it. And I think once you realise that, that's when you can separate the two things, and that you realise the information that you are getting is real, and it can be validated by the person that you're giving the reading to. So a bit of an interesting experiment for your listeners. You know, if they've got pets, just in your mind say, hello, how are you feeling? And just see what answer you get back. It may sound like your own voice and you think you're making it up, but you're not. So try it with people's pets that you don't know a lot about. Maybe ask them what their favourite food is or what they like to do. Or a favourite question of mine is, have you got any secrets to tell me? And very often they'll give something about something naughty that they've done or something they shouldn't have done. And give that back to the owner, and you'll surprise yourself on the information that you'll receive. You really will.
Yes, I do some pet communication as well, Beth, but I don't do it purposely. They tend to come through, you know, I might mention somebody's pet, and as I mention the pet, I might start talking, you know, obviously what the pet's giving me, give them information about the animal, and I don't do it all of the time, but sometimes, you know, the pets are so close to people, they want to come through and communicate as well, don't they? And you get a lot of clarity with it as well.
Absolutely. It never ceases to amaze me. What I'm getting at the moment, I'm sure somebody is listening into your show, Sarah, that either had a little Yorkshire Terrier or who's got a little Yorkshire Terrier, because in my mind I can see one. And it's a very pretty little dainty dog. I don't know if there's a name associated it, like Poppy or Popsicle or Penny. But as we're talking, I can see that, so I'm pretty sure somebody's listening in this evening who will understand that, because often I believe they know who's listening to the show. So that'll be interesting to see if anybody now gets in touch that can understand that and can take that message. So
let's see
if anybody gets in touch who has owned that dog or who has that dog now. But it never ceases to amaze me the information that animals can bring through, not only for themselves, but for their owners as well, because I believe they're very, very psychic, more psychic than we are.
Yes, because obviously they don't speak as in talking. They have to use their telepathy, don't they, with each other and obviously with ourselves as well. So,
that's right.
I would like to say to anybody who wants to call into the show, the number to dial in is 760-283-4611. calls are free from America. So if you use that number, you'll be getting through to the show free of charge from America. So if you want a reading from Beth or myself or both of us, then please do contact the show that way. Outside of America, 001, prefix with 001, 760-283-4611. I think you will be charged for those calls, though, so obviously be very mindful of that. I do encourage everybody to get a Blog Talk Radio account, which is easy to do. You just go and register. And if you want to come into the Mike Spirit FM shows, and we've got shows every night of the week, you basically go www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, all one word, register. You can come into the chat rooms. We always have a good old giggle and a laugh in the chat rooms, and everybody's involved with the show. And if you want to, if you have Skype, you can, if you look at the top right-hand side, you will see the number of the show. If you click on to my show now, you will see the number of the show, the 760-283-4611. Right next door to that number is a little Skype icon. It's very small. It's easy. You just click it and you dial straight through, and that's a free call. Okay, so that's for any of you out there that are wanting to have a reading or get in touch with the show. Those are the methods in order to do so. So there we go. Okay, I'd like to give a little mention to the people on Facebook who dived in with song suggestions for the show. And I'd like to say four people were first. So because there was four shows. And the first one was Whisper in the Mist, who I do believe, I think, is in our chat room when I had a little bit of a look earlier. Hello there. And your song is Enigma, Return to Innocence. I've got to tell you, Beth, and everybody that's listening, the second one, and I'm wondering if this lady is listening to the show. I hope she is. Sue Nursey, who, now this one is Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree. And I said, are you having a laugh here, Sue? Do you really want this song? And, of course, it's yes, please. You know, I was the first one on there. But I do think maybe she's getting me back, because I did give her a reading once, and I had her mom come through, who was saying, there's something wrong with my head, there's something wrong with my head. And I was saying, there's something wrong with her head, there's something wrong with your mom's head. And Sue was saying, yes, you know, maybe there was something there. And I gave her the mom's name. And I did a few readings, and when I came downstairs to say goodbye to everybody, there was Sue in the lounge rubbing her head. I said, are you okay, Sue? And she said, yes, thank you. She said, I went outside to have a cigarette and the prop fell on my head. So I do think maybe her mum was preempting what was going to happen, hence Sue choosing the song Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. But I will say it was one of my dad's favourites, so I think she's been a little bit spooky there. Third, we have The Power of Love by Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and that's Jane Howells. And finally, we have One Love by Bob Marley. I love that one. And that's by Louise Payton. So thank you, all of you, for being involved. And I'm going to give a very quick mention to everybody else. We've got Scott and Sally, Kelly, Sharon, Meredith, Denise, Cheryl, Caroline, Rhea, Bertha, Gary, and Melanie. I just wanted to mention you all because, you know, you kindly came on. We had a little bit of a giggle. Okay. Are you still there, Bessie?
I certainly am, Sarah.
I thought, where's she gone? Where's she gone? She didn't laugh. She didn't giggle. And I thought, oh, problems, but no, we're fine.
I didn't want to interrupt you, you know, because I was quite interested to see what records you were going to be playing, because I'm a bit of an 80s fan. And so I was quite pleased you've got Frankie Goes to Hollywood on your playlist this evening.
Another one was Annie's song. Somebody chose Annie's song by
John Denver.
Yeah, again, another one of my dad's favourite songs. So Spirit are definitely around us, family are definitely around us this evening. You know, so that's really lovely, and thank you for that. Okay, I do believe, Beth, should we go into a reading? Because we've got a caller on the line, and then we'll start with the next two songs, and then we'll see if we get any more callers in, we'll do some more readings, yeah?
Sounds good to me, Sarah.
Okay. I think it's Karen. Do we have Karen on the line?
Hi.
Hello. Hello, Karen, darling. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm enjoying listening to your accents.
Well, Beth and I are quite local to each other. Beth, you're from the Black Country, aren't you?
Well, I was born in Birmingham. So I don't say that I am living in what we call the Black Country at the moment, but I always go back to my roots and say I'm from Birmingham, and I think the Birmingham accent and the Black Country accent are very different.
Yeah.
But the Birmingham accent takes a lot of stick from people all over the country. So as Brummies, we try and shake our accent off. Well, I do, but I know I don't do it very successfully at all.
Well, I'm a Brummie too and proud, and I actually do support Birmingham City football team. So I hope that's upset a few of you out there, but it won't have upset my brother. Okay, Beth, would you like to connect in with Karen and then I'll come in afterwards?
Good evening, Karen.
Hi.
Hi, lovely to speak to you. Is there anything in particular that you need any help with, Karen?
Yes. My birthday is next week. And I'm just wondering for me, I'm wondering what 2013 will bring for me in terms of financial prosperity.
Very interesting that you raise that, because I've got some oracle cards here that I'm just putting out for you, Karen, and straight away what we've got is the healer card and also the creative card. So I think that you're going to be doing something that you absolutely love next year, and you're going to really indulge yourself there into quite a creative pursuit. So I want you to have a little think about what it is that you really, really enjoy doing. I don't know whether you like taking photographs or you like painting or even scrapbooking or something, but I know there's a creative side to you. I do believe that for the last 2 years, from what I can see spiritually, that you've really, really been struggling. And I think that you've had to overcome many obstacles, but I just see that you haven't been consistent, as if you've had to either be moving around or changing jobs or really struggling to, get food almost on the table. I see that it's been a very difficult 2 years for you. As I link into the spirit world, Karen, I also want to say I've got somebody who had very severe chest problems and lots of breathing difficulties. So I don't know whether you'd understand somebody that suffered greatly with bronchial problems or asthma, or had to have assisted breathing with oxygen or inhalers, but I very much have somebody who they most likely, I would say, would have been a heavy smoker to have ended up with this severe chest complaint. But I know, as a link into spirit, their energy comes through to you to be remembered and also to help you there. I've got the Be Patient card. So I look at February, Karen, where I do believe that things are going to really take a turn in February. I want to go around Valentine's Day. So actually that's going to be quite easy to remember for you, where I see that actually you almost brush yourself off, pick yourself up, and there's a new opportunity coming in. I also see you filling out some very important forms and paperwork, which will also benefit you where money is concerned, and that will also bring money in. I hear a name of George or Jim that I also want to mention, Karen. Right, I'm very conscious that I'm giving lots of information. I would like to have a bit of feedback from you, Karen. So does that make sense to you?
Okay, my mom passed away a little over a year ago, and she had congestive heart failure. She was a smoker. Yes, so that definitely resonates with me.
Okay.
I have been struggling over the past couple of years. I haven't been working for several years, and I'm trying now to get back into the field of employment to working. But I've been just ambivalent. I have a degree. I just got a degree. in teaching, and I just have some hesitation in terms of entering the field. But photography and painting are one of the things that I love to do the most. I really enjoy that tremendously, and I'm looking forward to.
Well, I think you need to incorporate your creative talents with anything of a teaching mode, because I see that very, very strongly around you. And I do believe that there is going to be an element where you could either teach some classes and incorporate that into your line of work, which is going to be very, very beneficial. But I really believe it's February where you have a breakthrough, where you get a new job opportunity coming to you there, and all these forms I can see you filling in and all this preparation that you're doing. I want to say to you, Karen, please remember that you are capable and that you are empowered to do this work, and you are heading in the right direction, and you're going to be absolutely fine. Of course, we all get a bit nervous before we start something new and we're all apprehensive, but do you know, you'll feel just like you've gone home. It'll be just like water off a duck's back once you start. So I want you to just remember that you will be confident enough to carry this through, and your life will change as a result of it.
Oh, that is so good to hear.
Do you understand the name of George or Jim, Karen?
Those names are not familiar to me right now. I've had people in my past who've had those names, who passed through my life. But I don't know for sure yet in terms of the future.
Okay, well, just remember that Spirit World are giving me those names for you. So I think then, if you don't understand it already, then those names are going to feature quite significant for you in your future. I want to go ahead to June for you. I want to go to the 6th or 7th of June, where I believe there's going to be a big celebration. So that may well be somebody's birthday or anniversary. But I see you there with a glass of champagne. So I know you're going to be celebrating something in that first week of June.
Okay, I look forward to it. I really, really do. I am on the path of spirituality. Since my mother passed, I begin to grow spirituality, become more open to it.
Well, certainly join like-minded people in your area and join a group, a psychic development group, because, you know, when you join with people who are like-minded, lots of doors open for you, and you can certainly make new friends and make new links in that way, which is always a good thing. I think as I look ahead for you towards October and November next year, I see house move and that you're more settled. I also want to say there's going to be a name of Rob or Bob that's going to be very supportive to you as well, which you'll really, really be grateful of that person stepping in on a friendship level for you. And I think that you really are now getting your life back on track, and you're certainly going places. Also, I'm being told to tell you the name of Mark or Martin. Also going to be important too. And I also see somebody in the family or around you who had got twins. So where are the twins, Karen?
Oh, you scare me. I have a son. I just had a birth of a new great grandchild who's only a month old, which was a surprise.
Oh, how lovely.
So, more will be just, I guess, more surprises.
Oh, that's super. Well, I'm going to hand you over to Sarah and see if Sarah's got any information for you too. But before I go, I just want to wish you a lovely Christmas, and please enjoy Christmas, especially if you've got a new grandchild to buy for and to look out for as well, because that's always a blessing.
Thank you so much. My birthday is the next day, the day after Christmas.
Oh, well, you have a lovely birthday as well, Karen.
Thank you.
Hello, Karen, sweetheart. I mean, Jeanette's given you so much information there. But I, as she was, before she said June, I was actually getting June as well. But I was thinking more of a an evidential link around you of maybe somebody's birthday or somebody's passing. Do you understand this, Karen?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
June is my father's birthday, and he also just recently passed.
Ah, okay. Well, I've got chest again with this person. I was presuming this was your mother, but I'm wondering if it is your father, sweetheart. I feel very hot as well, very hot and very bothered. So I don't know whether he was trying to get clothes off himself because he was feeling really hot around the time he passed, or you know, whether these symptoms were there with him. I've just had a click on my kettle, which usually gives me confirmation that we're on the right path. I'm sitting in my kitchen here, Karen. And I saw a door opening as well, and it was like a hardwood door. And as the door opened, I can see a lot of white around a hallway and rooms sort of coming off. It's a very small hallway. Do you understand where I am with this house?
Thinking of my mother's house.
Your mother's house. The symptoms that I gave to you, Karen, were these connecting around your mother or your father?
My mom with the heart conditions, my mother.
Okay, but I feel very hot as well. So either this is somebody around you or it's connected around somebody else. I feel very, very hot. Okay, so just take those symptoms and have a little bit of a think about them. I do want to give you the name David as well. Have you got a David around your family or in the spirit world?
No, not that I'm aware of, but main things do come out.
Okay, we'll just take that name David then, sweetheart. And I also feel like I've got a November link with you as well, so I'm just wondering if there's any birthdays or passings around about the November time.
Well, as I said, we just had a birth. I had a child. My granddaughter was born in November.
Born in November, so that's the new child coming into the family. Okay. You've been doing a lot of questioning lately, and I know most of us do this, but I'm looking in a reference book here as well, and it's almost like I've turned a page over and I'm just holding onto that page. So I know you have qualified in degrees and doing certain things, and you're unsure, as you were saying, about going into this certain field of work. But why do I feel that you want to train and do something else to sort of add on to this? And why do I feel that you maybe would be better off working with adults than children? Have you been considering working with adults?
I have been ambivalent about entering the classroom. I think I'm more comfortable working with children. I mean, with adults. But I haven't yet sorted that out. But I've been very ambivalent because I have my degree, and I've been hesitant about entering the classroom setting with kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling, the hesitancy, and that's exactly as I was saying. I just feel adults work with adults, interact with adults. It may even be adults with special needs or needing special assistance or special care. Because I do feel that you are a carer, and I feel you need to use your caring abilities, but not necessarily with younger children. It could be with adults or people that are over the age of, say, 18, okay, adult education. And this is where I see this as being quite productive for you, and it will give you a different level of thinking that if you are feeling uncomfortable with working with the children, you do have other options. But I do feel there may be a little bit more training needed to get into that side of things. Okay. Karen, if I give you the name Michael, will this be relevant to you?
The name of Michael, yes.
Okay. Because as I give you that name, I feel very close, I feel very tearful, and I feel very emotional around you, okay? So I don't know why that is, but these are the feelings that I feel. Unsaid words, something that I should have said to you, and almost like the chapter didn't close, the book is still open. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. You understand this, darling? I sense, is he in spirit or is he on the earth plane?
He's in spirit.
I thought so. Because the overwhelming feeling I have is of complete emotion, a little bit of sorrow. I didn't get to say the things that I wanted to say, and I feel that it wasn't left in an easy way. Do you understand, sweetheart? And it's almost like what I want to say to you is he's just holding out his arms, and I feel like he's got big arms, this man, or whoever this is, you know, whichever way they're coming through. I've got really big, long arms extended out, almost like coming all around you and comforting you and saying, don't let me hold you back. Do you understand this, Karen?
Yes, I do.
Do you understand, sweetheart? Spirit,
yeah.
when people go to spirit, they see we have flashbacks of the way we've affected people and what we've done, okay? And he very, very, you know, he sincerely can see what's happened. And I'm wondering if there's something about this situation with this guy that has stopped you and knocked your confidence with you going forwards. But what you have to say to yourself is you've achieved a degree, sweetheart. You've achieved a degree in teaching. You are able and capable. They gave it to you because you achieved it. Do you understand?
Yes, yeah, I do.
And I think your transition is around about the February time, but I think you could get there a lot quicker if you get your foot out of the door, okay? The door's ajar. Let's just open it a little bit and walk out of that door. And, you know, of course, we've got the granddaughter here as well, and she's giving you this impetus to, well, I need to achieve now, you know, I've got a reason to do this. Do you understand? You've been thinking about this recently.
Yes, oh, 100%, yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
It is there, sweetheart, it is there, it's with you, and you will do this, you will honestly do this. I believe in you big time. Please believe in yourself.
Thank
you. Do you think
you
can do that? Okay.
Yes.
You can listen back to the show, okay, by the podcast, and your copy of your reading is there for you, Karen. And please take the people from Spirit World, Mum and Dad and everybody, bringing their love all around you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, darling, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Beth. Thank you, darling. And Beth?
Oh, that was lovely to do a reading for Karen. I hope that she enjoyed it, and I hope that we get some more people who'd like readings this evening as well.
Definitely. Well, should we go over to the first few songs, Beth, and then we'll come back and see if we've got some more callers in. But we've got a few surprises coming in as well who are sitting in the sidelines, I'd like to say. Two very special people, and I think another one's coming in a little bit later. Maybe we can do a little bit of sharing, okay? So, Mr. P, over to the first one.
Devotion. Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Ooh, he's Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and he's looking forward to meeting you there. We love that ad. We are there in Wales in February on the 22nd and the 23rd, 2013. So all the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Now, we're bad enough when we're behind the scenes on Skype and having a chat on Skype. God only knows what we'll be like when we all get together. But I do know there will be a big, big, big energy boost there. And we'll have lots of communication from Spirit. On the Saturday day, we will be doing psychic one-to-one readings. So if any of you want to travel down to Neath in Wales, then do call that number and get in touch and get your tickets. We're really looking forward to that. Okay, we do have another call on the line. Hello, we have caller area 540. Are you there?
Yeah, that's me. I'm sorry.
That's okay, yeah. Darling. What's your name?
Amy.
Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, hello, sweetheart. You are speaking to Sarah and May. We're going to do a little bit of a duo again because Beth and I are working together tonight. We're sharing. So I'm going to hand you over to Beth, if that's okay, and then I'll come in off the back of Beth. Is that okay, darling? Okay, Beth.
Hello, Amy.
Hi.
Hello, lovely to speak to you this evening. Is there anything in particular you'd like some help with, Amy?
I don't know. I actually don't know what exactly I need help with. I think I always need help with something because I am human, but I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay, let me have a look at my cards for you. I'm really drawn to using some lovely cards by a lady called Doreen Virtue, who you may have heard of because she's quite big over in the USA. And I want to use these Mary Queen of Angel cards for you. I just feel that you're a very good-natured person, and these will really resonate well with you. I think you've been a bit stuck lately, Amy, because I've got the inner child card come out straight away, where just like let your hair down and go out and have some fun. I think there's reconnection with old friends that you've sort of lost touch with, and I think it would be a very good idea to look some of those old friends up, either on the internet or go through your old phone book. But it's almost like you're missing pieces from your life in the form of friends, and I think you're feeling a little bit isolated. Do you understand that, Amy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be a good time at Christmas. You can use that as a good excuse to say, oh, I just wanted to get in touch and wish you a Merry Christmas, because it's like we want to get you out and be doing things again and making you feel good. And I've got the self-respect card around this, which really is saying, don't be a hermit, get out there, because you're starting to lose a bit of your sparkle and a bit of your self-confidence, and all that can come back for you. Now, would you understand somebody that is in the hairdressing industry?
Do I?
Yeah, would you have connections to somebody who's a hairdresser or in that industry, like the beauty industry or hairdressing? Because I'm seeing somebody coming close to you who is able to do this as a job, and they're certainly coming over towards you, and I think that's going to be a very good meeting, the two of you getting your heads together, and I do believe something quite constructive will come of that meeting. And I think you're going to be involved in doing some business, but using your home as a base for the business. I do believe you've been feeling a little bit bored and stale and not really knowing what direction to take, and self-employment is very, very much favoured for you. They also show me that you're interested in people's health and how they feel. And I think you'd be a very good dietitian, or working on people's energy in that way, how they can help themselves to feel better. Have you ever looked?
I am currently a life coach and an NLP practitioner. And
that's excellent.
Yeah, and I currently have a my own business, and it is a at-home business. So, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay, well, this is very much favoured for you, Amy. And the way to diversify, I feel, with this business, from what I'm being shown, is to maybe look at training into being a dietitian or allergy testing for people. Because they show me that you would be very gifted in this area, and you'd be very good at coaching people with losing weight and eating a much better balanced diet. And they would really see their lives turned around as a result of that. And I think you're going to add this string to your bow, and you'll find that this is very useful to the business side of things. Don't forget, though, I can see this other lady who's like a hairdresser or beautician that will come around you, but I don't mean for you to help her with your work. But sorry, there was a bit of feedback there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, so if you've got your volume up on your phone. Or on your computer.
I'm going to walk over here. okay. Is that better?
That's better, Amy. And this person will come into your life, but either in a partnership way where you work together, but certainly beneficial to your business, not because you're helping her on a life coaching way forward. This is more business related. Now, I also want to say to you to look out for the name of Thomas, okay?
Okay.
Because I see that as coming towards you. Certainly, as I look ahead, I look at September and around the 10th to the 12th of September next year, where this name certainly seems to fit there for you. Now, I have a most peculiar image, really, from the spirit world, but would you understand anybody that either was a train fanatic or somebody that had an accident with driving a train or messing around on the train tracks?
Not that I can recall.
Who then would be like the lover of trains, or would collect trains, or would have a big model railway collection?
Oh, I'm not able to think of anybody quite yet.
Okay, don't worry if you can't think of it. It may, before the end of the call, you may suddenly get the light bulb moment where that becomes apparent to you. But I see that really, really strongly. They keep showing me this big picture of a train, and, you know, it's coming through in a very significant way. So there's somebody in the spirit world really trying to get through there. And also, who would have a real love for cats?
A neighbor. Alive?
Would you understand somebody that's gone over into the spirit world that was the real cat lover that had three or four cats at a time? And they show, like, feeding stray cats and all the cats wanting to come to them, and they weren't necessarily their cats, but cats would be very attracted to them.
My grandmother, I believe, she had a cat. It was an all-white cat. She used to feed neighbor cats and stray cats.
Because I know I've got somebody who draws very close to you from the spirit world, and I know they were really mad on cats, and they used to feed everybody else's cats, not just their own. And this lady steps forward. I do believe she's been in spirit quite a long time. So I don't know how good your memories are of her, but really the important thing to say here is that she always watches out for you on a spiritual level, and she's been trying to influence your dreams. And you'll be going to a conference, you know, she tells me, which is going to be very, very useful indeed for your future business aspect. So when that presents itself, I want you to take that. Now, don't be surprised also if there isn't an opportunity to come over to the UK, particularly to London, because they show that you're going to be connected with somebody with a name of Sue or Susan that's going to have a UK connection. And you're going to be coming over to the UK. And again, this is going to be very prosperous for you. So I want you to look out for that. I think that's sort of October. So we're going right sort of towards the end of 2013 there. But you'll certainly hear about it from months in advance, and you'll be getting all prepared for that. Also, the name of Claire or Kelly is also being shown to me. So please write these things down. Who's that?
Oh, goodness. Hair is up on my back. Yeah. Well, at least my computer appliances are not going berserk right now, so that's good. They finally stopped turning on randomly by themselves, which is really good. So I think that calmed down electronic-wise. She was a former coworker of mine. She's a very intuitive lady, and she actually was trying to put together a kind of like a ceremony of different people, different eclectic type of, you know, people. So, and it kind of fell through. So I remember, anyway, she's just unique. She's a unique individual, so she's cool. That's definitely different. I used to fear her when I used to work with her. And then when I got older and moved on to another job, that kind of went away. I think we developed a friendship. I guess we went from work mode to friendship mode. Does it make any sense, I guess?
That's very interesting, but that's certainly coming up for you. So I think you've got to look at the lessons that were learned there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And certainly use that to your advantage now.
Right.
You never need to feel intimidated by anybody, you know, Amy.
Right.
Because I can promise you there is nobody better than you and nobody worse. There really isn't. And they show me from spirit that actually you're very, very talented in your line of work and you do good work for other people. So you're certainly being supported spiritually where that's concerned. But don't let anybody intimidate you again. There really is no need. And I think you've just got to go through, have faith, and certainly believe in your own self and believe in your accomplishments, because you've had many and you will go on to do so. So I hope that's helped you. I'm going to pass you over mm-hmm. to Sarah and see if Sarah's okay. got a message for you too.
Thank you, Beth. Hello, Amy, sweetheart. How are
okay.
you?
Good.
Okay. Around you, Amy, I get a feeling of my throat, a real completely blocked throat, something pulled in around the throat area and around that neck area. So is this somebody in the spirit world or is this somebody close to your heart? Can you hear me, darling?
I can. Yes, I can.
You can. This feeling I've got around my neck and my throat is quite a strong feeling. Is this somebody who's connected to you on the earth plane or in the spirit world?
It was my adopted granddad. He had throat cancer.
Oh, okay. So it was very intense, to the point where I felt that something was actually around my neck. But if it's throat cancer, then that's what it is, because it's completely closed in. Okay, but it's not like that now, sweetheart. It's just he has to give me those symptoms so that I can bring the proof of evidence through for you. I saw a very clear 44. So is this on somebody's door, or is it a number that's relevant with you?
Mm-mm. No, it's not
no. ringing bell. 44. Please take that number because I feel that's relevant. It's either somebody's age or maybe 1944 or a number on the door, but it will be relevant with you. Okay. In front of me, I can see a little box, and it's on a table, and it looks like a metal box, and there's little bits and pieces inside of it. Is this in your home, or does this connect to somebody else? There's medals in there, darling. Who was it that had medals?
I think there was a box that was given to my son. It's kind of a metal box.
Okay. Because I've just been shown this box. Okay. I also want to give you the month of March as well, Amy. Is this relevant as birthdays or passings?
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
March is relevant with birthdays or passings.
Yes, that was my grandpa.
So it is him that's with me then. This box must connect around him because he's just showing me. But he's bringing me great patience.
He's very patient.
And I'm not. I'm not, and I'm going to go away. Whenever any psychic mentions patience to me, I'm off. Because I'm just not patient. Well, I'm a patient person, but in my own life, I want everything now. And I get this feeling with you, and he's almost like making me feel really calm and almost like pulling me back and saying, no, patience. You know, quite nicely, but firmly, he's telling me patience.
Right.
And this is what he's saying around you, sweetheart. Now, has there been some upset around love with you?
Say that one more time.
An upset around love. Okay. Is it that there's somebody around you? Was this in the July month? Was there some argument or fallout around about July?
Yes.
Thank you. Has he come back or is he just hanging around in the background?
He is still there.
But he's not in as fully as I want him to be for some reason. I don't know whether you're holding him at arm's length and keeping him away or whether he's not strong enough to be connecting in and giving you what you need. Do you understand? Who's got the February birthday, Amy, and who's Mark?
February, I have a child who's in February and a past co-worker named Mark.
Okay, just take those two as evidence. Well, I'm just saying cheese here. I don't know why somebody's just said cheese. So I don't know whether you don't like cheese or whether this is relevant with you. Or maybe in England, when we have photographs taken, the photographer or whoever your family are, they say cheese, because obviously cheese makes you smile. And they're just somebody saying cheese. Have you got photographs to be taken? Is somebody having the photographs taken?
Yes, I had, like, as in retrospect to myself or somebody else.
Either really. It's either.
Yeah, I had a lot of photographs taken, and I kind of had a fallout on a contract that was very shiesty in regards to business.
Right.
And it involved a friend. So, and that was really a lot of mess.
Right.
Especially when they say one thing and do another thing. So.
Yeah. Weak people. I feel like you're surrounded by weak people, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
This guy around you isn't showing strength. He's hanging.
Right.
He's almost like hanging. I do want to give your name Rob as well, so please take the name Rob around you. And anybody that's connecting in on a working level with you either is dropping out or causing trouble and stopping you from moving forwards. So what's really needed here is for you to almost like be a rocket and fire yourself up. And understand that you are extremely independent, you have great knowledge, and you can achieve great things.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there are connections with an advert on the radio as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you had... Do you understand this?
Kind of, yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah?
It makes sense.
Don't shy away from it.
Okay.
Don't shy away from it. Please do it. I want to hear this.
I know. I put it up, and then I took it down. So as fast as I put up the sample, I took the sample back down.
Pop it back up now. I know that you are hesitant. You're unsure of yourself, but you're stronger than the people that are around you, sweetheart. Pop it back up, darling. Pop it back up. If I can do this, you can do that. If I can sit and appear on television, where did that come from? The shy child that would hang behind her mother and pretend that nobody was there. If they spoke to me, I'd go really red. How did I end up doing that? I actually decided it doesn't matter if you make a fool of yourself in life.
Right.
It doesn't matter what other people think, because you've got a great gift and I want you to share it. And I know that that ad is going to be very relevant to you, sweetheart. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So big confidence, big up for you. And thank you so much for calling into the show. And I hope we've helped you this evening or this afternoon, wherever you are. And it's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, darling. Keep it up.
Okay. Right.
There we go. Lovely Amy. Right. I do believe we have a few guests in the house. And I'm going to mention them in order of the way that I can see them on my screen. We have some of the hosts of Mike Spirit FM, and I'm so excited. The energy in here is wow. Okay, a couple of them couldn't make it, and I'm going to mention them. I'll tell you who isn't here. Jeanette Coombe isn't here, and the reason why is because she's at a work's do. So, you know, I hope she's having a really lovely time, and I do want to give Jeanette a mention. She's on a Monday Guiding Lights. I have a very special friend as well who I've been trying to talk to, and I don't know where he is. He's probably extremely busy, and that is my lovely Jerry Humphreys, and he's our Wednesday host. And Jerry's not here either, which makes me a little bit sad that they're both not here. But I do have... in the box next to Elizabeth Lee Crowther, the fantastic Grant Collier. Are you there, Mr. Collier?
I certainly am. Hello there.
Hello. How are you?
Do you know what, right? I am getting over a real disastrous cold. So if I sound a little bit like nasally, you know why. But, you know... It's amazing to be on the show. We've got fantastic energy. I've just been listening in, and wow, girls, you're doing a really good job on here tonight. The communication level is absolutely amazing between the earth plane and the spirit world. And I've just got to say, keep it up, girls. Absolutely amazing show. I'm looking forward to Christmas. I've got a lot of people to thank before I come away. So I hope I can do this before we bring in our other guests sitting on the side there, because we've got some amazing people on the sidelines. Can I do that? Is that okay?
Off you go. Off you go, mate.
Okay, I just want to thank everybody at Mike Spirit FM, and that I'm just going to mention all your names again. That's the lovely Mike himself, yourself, Sarah, Nick Humphries, Jerry Humphries, Jeanette, and I want to also mention Ken in the background, who is the guy that gets this up and running and gets the show where it is. So I want to thank you guys immensely and wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to mention the girls at the lovely Spooksavers also that have been absolutely fantastic this year. We've got a great year ahead. So, girls, if you're listening in, I'm sure that you might well be because they love the Mike Spirit FM show. Merry Christmas to you guys and I'm looking forward to next year. I want to also thank my lovely partner as well, Mel, who acts as my PA. She does a lot of work for me, and sometimes we take our partners for granted. She's very dear to my heart, and you know, she's been special to me this year and gone through a lot of ups and downs through this year of different emotions and bits and pieces. So I've got to say thank you to her as well. And that's it, really, guys. I don't want to hold it up too much. I know you've got some lovely guests sitting on the sidelines as well. So a Merry Christmas to you all. And also, before I forget, I want to thank our listeners. It's important that we thank our listeners because if without these guys, we don't have Mike Spirit FM. So Merry Christmas to all you guys. I just want to say to you, it is the 21st of December 2012 tomorrow, and we are still going to be standing. So don't worry about it if you're all panicking and you're rushing around thinking, oh my God, is this planet alignment going to suck us all into oblivion? Well, I don't think that's the case. But remember, this is the age of Aquarius. And it's going to be fun and it's going to be exciting. So look out for the next 3 to 4 years and into 2016. Well, I'm feeling a real good vibration of energy coming in for everybody out there, not only in the spirit world, the people out there that don't follow this energy that we'll tap into. Hopefully over them years, they will do and our audiences will get a lot bigger. There you go.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Grant.
Merry Christmas, Beth. Sorry, darling. I've got to say to you, yeah, fantastic tonight. You're both reading really well tonight. And that's what we have on this show. We only had the best.
The best.
So there you go, girls. Just carry on and keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Grant's still there, everybody. Grant, next picture I can see, and I'm going from left to right here, is Mr. Nicky New Humphries.
Nicky New.
Do you have a speech, Nicky New? Hello.
Oh,
Nick. Hello. Welcome.
Hello. Sorry, I thought I pressed unmute and I didn't. So, silly me. So, hi, everybody.
And, how are you?
Answer your question.
Hello, Nick.
Hi, Beth. Hi, Grant.
And the other one we
went. Oh, sorry, mate. I went back on the mute so you could talk. Hello, Nick. How are you doing, mate?
I'm very well. Do you know, I don't have a speech. I can only concur to what Grant was saying. Do you know, to the listeners, to obviously lovely Beth, to everybody that is on Mike Spirit FM, it's a great family that we've got on here, and we're going to have a very Merry Christmas. And I don't know if you know this, Grant, but on the Sunday on Mike's show, me and Mike are going to be in Studio One, and we're going to have this sing-off. So I hope you can all listen, because it's all for a bit of a laugh. It's all for Christmas, and I want to win. I'm joking. It's just great. You know, it's your show tonight, Sarah, has got such a lovely energy. I know Grant said that already, but I have been listening. I've also been working in the background as well, so but it has got a lovely energy, and the stuff that you've been coming up with and the links you've had has been fantastic. And also, we are aware, and everybody doesn't really realise, that actually there is this guy in the background called Ken that does work really hard. We bombard him with our music choices, our guest list and so on, and he spends practically all day sort of working out the shows for us and everything, so a big thanks to him. But also, really, to Mike, because you know, without Mike, this network, this show, these shows, and we wouldn't be apart. We wouldn't know each other. So without Mike, you know, it all began with him. So
it
thanks to him.
And go on.
I was just going to say, like Grant said, next year is just going to be absolutely fantastic with not only with the road shows, but everything else that's going to come in for people. And Grant's quite right. And I'm actually trying to look for something on Facebook. Somebody made a comment on Facebook. So why you say what you're going to say, Sarah? I'll see if I can find it.
All right, darling. Okay, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nick Humphries, who is our Tuesday guy. Nick Humphries. Now, just on the right-hand side of Nick Humphries is somebody else. And all I need to say is, Mike Davis, are you there?
I certainly am, Sarah. How are you all doing?
We're all right. How are you?
I was doing fine until all you guys started speaking. I'm quite touched, and, you know, I really am, because, you know, it's not just thanks to the listeners and thanks to me. You know, I do what I do because I love doing what I do. It is a massive thanks to the listeners, the callers, and, you know, I give my thanks to you guys, the hosts, not just you, Sarah, or Grant, or Nick, or Jeanette, or Jerry, but each and every one of you, all of you collectively. You know, you make this show what it is, and, you know, it's touching to know that, you know, that the appreciation comes back, you know, and you know, I just want to take this opportunity to thank each and everybody for the past year, and Ken, because, you know, as the guys quite rightly said, you know, Ken does work so hard in the background, bless his heart. And, you know, I just want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you, and just to say that, you know, next year, wow, that's all I've got to say is wow. It's going to be a good work.
Mikey Davis.
I know me and Elizabeth have already said happy Christmas to Elizabeth, haven't we?
Okay. Mikey Davis.
She's disappeared. Okay, well, thank you, Sarah. And Merry Christmas. And, you know, I hope that the new year brings all of us a wonderful blessing.
I wonder, Mr. Mikey Davis, if you've had a look in the Skype box when Nick Humphries has said, are you in the bath?
No, Nick, I'm not in the bath. I'm not in Studio One. That's what's going on here.
He's in the pool.
I am.
Well, you boys don't go anywhere, because you know what, guys? We've got a trio of guys in here, Beth. And Beth, I think you and I, should we take a little bit of a back seat here?
Well, I thought Mike was in the bath as well. I bet he's playing with his rubber ducks.
It's about to message you all in Nick's mind, you know. But, you know, Nick, all I've got to say, mate, I'll have you back Sunday, because that's the thing offers, you know. And, you know,
you're not going to get me in the bath with you, so don't worry.
Maybe. And listen to this one, Nick. Maybe Elizabeth can join us, Sunday, for the judge, to be another judge. Because we've got lots of judges.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to see Mike.
Elizabeth, you're really welcome, but we want your honest opinion for, obviously, when I win. It needs to be an honest opinion.
I think Grant Carley will blast the pair of you out of the water.
Well, he would, and that's why the challenge is not for Grant Carley, because we wouldn't. You know, it's the same as when I won the sexiest voice. Well, technically.
Mike, no.
We knew we couldn't have Grant involved.
No fighting or arguing.
It's all within love, Sarah. It really is, isn't it, Nick?
I'll tell you what, Mike.
It is, yeah.
Being as you like to have a little bit of a chat, I'm going to bring in a caller. And I think we've got a Skype caller in there. Is there anybody there? She said into thin air. Do we have a guest on the line?
Would that be me?
I think that's you. And who is this?
It's Mussy Lady.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm doing not bad. How are you? How's everyone?
We're very well. We're very cheeky in here this evening. And the guys have come in to say Happy Christmas to everybody, which is really lovely to have them on here.
Yay, Happy Christmas.
I've got them on under false pretenses, because I thought I'd throw them all at you.
All at me?
May I say it's going to be a pleasure to be thrown at you, Mickey.
And you're going to go first, Mikey Davis.
Wow.
So do you want to think
it? I am honoured with that thought of being first. Hi, Nicky.
Hello, Mike. How's you, my darling? How's everybody?
I'm doing very fine. So let me see what I can work with you. You see where we go. Is that okay, Missy?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll get Sarah back to this, because I'm not prepared. But I'm sure that as I work, they'll all see how it is. Perfect. I believe I've got your mum that wants to make a communication here. And I believe that... So your mum's in the spirit world first. Is that right, Missy?
Would be me my grand, Mike.
Okay, let me describe it to you, because I know that I'm aware that this lady just wants to wrap her arms around me like a mum or a grandmum would when she was here with us. She certainly makes me aware of the features that when she was here in this life, she suffered quite greatly and quite dearly within her body, because she makes me aware that she wants me to start shaking, and physically I feel as if I need to shake, and I believe this is the way she would have been towards the end of her life. Though. She certainly wants me to say that the latter part of her life, she struggled. She would have been restricted. Now, I know that you have some restrictions in the field, and that's only because I have spoke to you off air, which you know, I'm not going to deny that. But I know that she talks about that she was a little restricted as well before she passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand this?
Yes.
See, and she makes me aware that I want to be full of emotion here. I want to start crying. And Missy, would I be right in saying that you've been shedding a few tears of late? You've been crying yourself, is that right?
I have, yes.
Okay, see, because she tells me here about that she's seen these tears rolling down your face. And she says to me that you've been trying to compile a letter together. Do you understand the letter? Whether it's like a letter that you would write or whether it's a letter that you would type, I don't know. But it's like if I want to put my words down on paper, I want to log my words because I know it's important why you need to do this, because I know that this thing has gone on in your life that's deeply hurt you to a point where you feel, what was the point of all that? Do you understand that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, bank.
Okay. See, because I know I need to see that you make that log. Keep that little journal, if you like, because when you keep that journal and when you can read back over, then you will see, because I believe that everything in this life happens for a reason. And I do want to teach you that you will find out the reason of why this has happened to you, okay? And left you in, the sorry state that it has left you in of late there, okay? And you will find out and understand why. Because I know that, it's like, I don't want to say a learning curve, because I know that life can be hard enough for us for putting learning curves in front of us, but I know that they do that. But I know I need to teach you that, you know, for now, let's just keep it to yourself. Don't do what you would normally do. I mean this quite offensively, because you normally would just blow. Do you understand that that's the way that you deal with things? You just blow sometimes. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because she says to me, let's keep a lid on it, okay? In Wales, that's what we would say, keep a lid on it. And that's why I need to bring it on. Let's just keep it to ourselves for now. Compile your information, compile your evidence, and then when it's time to present it, then present it in the proper, correct manner. Do you understand that?
Yeah, Mike.
Okay. Missy, I'm not going to go on anymore. You know, the other guys are probably bouncing, and probably Nick mostly is probably bouncing, because you know, he doesn't like to do that. Bless his heart. So let me hand it back over to the guys. I want to say thank you very much, Missy.
Thank you, Mike.
There we go. Okay, Nicole Grant, who's next?
I'm willing to go if you want me to go.
Off you go, Mr. Collier.
Hello, my darling. I don't think we've spoken before, but listen, I was picking up on a female energy very close as well here. Now, the feeling that she gave me, I got shouted, and she kept shouting the name Anne or Annie in my ear. Do you understand who this is, my darling?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and what she says to me here, you know, Mike was talking about the shaking in the hand. Do you understand where I got like an arthritis and I felt like I was in the arms and wrists? Do you understand that?
Yes.
Right, as she comes forward to me, my darling, she says to me here, you know, Mike was talking about letters and constructing letters and bits and pieces. I've also got the feeling here that I've got a picture or a photograph. Okay, and I feel like I've been bringing it out, and it's only small. It could be probably a little bit bigger than a wallet photograph. But do you understand where this photograph is?
Yeah.
Okay, and I feel that I've got it around your person now, and I feel like I'm bringing this and looking at it and putting it away. But I feel like I need to frame it because it's not in a frame. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And she says to me, she wants it out in a frame and put that in a frame. And be proud of it and know that mum's around you, okay? Now, I don't know what the 28th is of a month, but she's given me the 28th like it means something to you quite significantly, either a birthday or an anniversary or a celebration, or could be a passing date. Do you understand that?
I can take the 28th, yeah.
fantastic, as long as you understand that it will be a celebration and a date that she will be around more within her energy, okay? She says to me here that even though we're going towards the hands and that, do you understand when Mum might have had problems with getting around towards the end or something with her knees and her legs?
Yeah, my mum's still on the airplane, but yeah, that is like a mother figure up there. Yeah.
Okay, if this isn't your mum, wow, she's like a mother. She comes in very, very closely. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right, she also gives me the feeling, and I don't know who that is, so remember this, so I don't know where I want to place this name, but she shouted this name at me. Who's Peter?
Oh, be me, Uncle Peter.
Okay, right, well, she's sending love from Peter, or to Peter, do you understand this? Because she's shouting him very loud in my ear, do you understand that?
Oh, yeah, I can take Peter up in the spirit world also, yeah.
Okay, because I know I've got one there, and I know I've got one over here, because it felt like I was confused within the energy where I wanted to place them, so just take them both, okay, within the love. What I want to say to you also here is, darling, that there is a journey coming up and something that you've been worried about doing. Now, I don't know if this is about family or not being able to get there. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right. Well, I feel that it will come forward and I feel that the effort will be made. And I think that's more within the energy of you than the situation against you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And I feel that it will be apparent to you over the next week or so within the Christmas period, but I do know that it has to be made. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah, I understand that, yeah.
Right, I will leave her love with you, and I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Nick Humphreys, okay?
Okay, dokie, thank you.
Bless your heart, no problem. God bless.
Oh, is it my turn?
Over to you, Nick.
Oh, okay, I'll get a go. Cool. Hiya.
Hiya, Nick.
Hi. Okay, I've been watching TV. No, I'm joking. I've been sitting here. I haven't listened to Michael Grant work. So I never try and listening because I don't want to get the energy. Every now and again we do get a crossover. But while I'm sitting here, I've been sitting here and I've been staring at a gentleman that's in the spirit world, and I've actually asked, you know, who are you connected to? And he said your name, but I feel this gentleman here would be grandfather to you. Thank you. And he just said on father's side as well. And he looks to me like he would have been a little bit plump as well. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. But he's also got it looks like a cane with him. So he's got a wooden cane. Would you understand that as well? But I'm talking about a walking stick. Okay, sweetheart. Right, thank you. He's telling me actually, just by listening to your voice as well, I have to say as well, that you sound like a very jolly person. And he's talking to me like you've always got a beaming smile. Do you understand this? You've always got a beaming smile. But he's just talking as well that recently, hang on, let me just ask again. Thank you. Recently, there has been a bit of a hiccup around you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And he's telling me that you've been asking, like, why have I been in this sort of situation? But he's telling me that he's been listening and he's been trying to sort of coach you around or onto your pathway, because he's telling me that actually you've been trying to work out what it is you're meant to be doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're actually very spiritual. He's just telling me you're very spiritual, but... Right, thank you. But funny enough, he's telling me that he wasn't so spiritual on the earth plane. He wasn't so believing in spirit. Does that make sense with you?
It does, yes.
Okay, but he's telling me that actually you are quite spiritual. But you keep... Thank you. And he's talking about the fact that you should be doing something like what we're doing and actually linking to spirit. He's telling me that... Right, thank you. That you already do, he says. You understand this as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you... You dabble. He says you just dabble. You dabble with cards. Oh, thank you. But also you've been scared as well, he just said. Do you understand this? You've been scared.
Not really.
Right, hang on a second. Right, he's talking about you dabbling. So dabbling with, and I feel cards. So you've been working with cards. You understand this? So
not with cards, no.
Okay, well, maybe this is something that you should be doing, working with cards. But he's also talking... right, okay. Is it? I'm asking him to calm down because he's quite talkative. He's talking to me about paranormal investigations, and he's in particularly looking at, and he's showing me, is it right, you've done a spirit board?
No, I've not done a spirit board, no.
In other terms, it's called a Ouija board.
No, I've not done a Ouija board either, no.
I can't make sense of it. It's not for me to make sense of, and I'll give you 100% of what he's saying. He's telling me that there has been a spirit board, okay, and there's been cards, that you should be looking at cards, okay? The spirit board, he's talking to me about a name coming through on the spirit board, okay? But he's talking also about your interest in the spirit world, but also he's talking about investigations. I don't know why I'm getting that. Do you understand this? It's a bit odd.
I have been wanting to do investigations, yes, but
right,
there's a problem.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Hang on a second. Right. Okay. Thank you. He's talking about legs. Do you understand this?
Legs. Yes.
Yeah, he's talking about legs, and he's talking about, in particular, bad legs.
Mm-hmm.
You understand this, okay?
I understand it.
Right. Thank you. And he's put that to a restriction around you as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Would you understand that actually he's got quite a sense of humour as well on the Earth plane? When he was here, he had quite a sense of humour.
Yeah.
Because he's just said to me, don't worry, if you can't go to them, we'll come to you. which is quite... I love his energy, I have to say. Okay, but he's talking about that you... It's a wanting, that you want to do this stuff, okay? But then he's giving me legs. So you've, right, thank you. Is it right then you've got bad circulation? He's talking about circulation around the legs, okay?
Yep.
Okay, and he's just saying to me that actually don't... Say again? Tell her not to worry. Not to worry. He's telling you not to worry. Okay. He's telling me also over the last couple of weeks. He's telling me it's got a little bit. Is it like sore? He's talking about a sore. Legs are sore.
Yes.
Okay, and they're aching a little bit as well.
They are. Yep.
Okay. Right. I want to go back to this investigation stuff. He's just said to me, and I don't quote me on this because it depends on who you go with, okay? But he said it's more of a problem from the company's side rather than you going, if that makes any sense.
Yes, because, it makes perfect sense.
Okay. Thank you. And he's telling me that's it's not right, okay? He's just saying it's not right. That's his opinion, okay? Which is great. And I'm with him on that. It's not right, but obviously there's health and safety. But there are places you can go, okay? Trust me. Can you give me a bill? Sweetheart, also, he's just talking, and very, very quickly, I saw a lovely lady that stands by him in spirit as well. She would have stood quite short to him, okay? And I want to feel that this is grandmother in spirit as well. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And she would have had quite a thick accent. You understand that with her?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Sorry, sweetheart. I can't understand what you're saying. And that's the point. I think that's her evidence. I can't understand what she's saying because it's quite thick and she speaks quite fast. Okay, you understand that with her?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I tell her what, sweetie? Right, thank you. She's talking about a tumour. A tumour. Does that make sense with her? A tumour?
Yes.
Okay, right, thank you, sweetheart. That's a great bit of evidence. That's all she said is tumour. Okay, give me a bit more, darling. When? Right. She gave me the month of May. Month of May that's around you. Quite important. Could be a birthday,
yes.
Anniversary. Okay. Right, but she's also telling me that you've been looking into moving or downsizing. Is that right? And I feel it's property.
Yes.
Okay. But you haven't quite found the right property. When? Obviously, the new property, she just said the new property will come to you in New Year. What is that? Right. She's given me the number 5, as if, like, either you're in a 5-bedroom house at the moment or something like that, or it's got 5 rooms for some reason. But it's to do with that. But I'm going to have to leave it there, sweetheart, okay?
That's fine, Nick.
Please take love from this lovely couple in the spirit world. I'll tell you, their energy is fantastic. And I'll tell you what, they would have put a knees up at New Year. They really would have. Please take the love from Sweet World, and I wish you a very Merry Christmas, okay?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I spill the beans?
Go on.
Can I spill the beans to everyone? Nick, I did have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
It was on every Tuesday evenings, but we parted recently. I don't use cards as such. I do work for the Crystal Ball. I link with Spirit. I've got quite a few guides up there. And I work with True Higher Source.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for calling into the show. And you've had a lovely trio reading by fantastic Grant Collier, Mikey Davis and Nick Humphries there. And if you do want to listen back to that, you know how it works, don't you, sweetheart? And it's lovely to have your energy in on this show. So thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Can I just quickly come in there?
Yeah.
Because I knew that from Missy, and actually Missy may be joining us at the roadshow.
Ooh.
Mm. Okay.
Yes. I am looking into trying to get from Scotland all the way down to Wales. I'm working on it. I found out that the hotel does accommodate people with disability. You can get into the fairs if you've got like a walk-in problem, if you're in a wheelchair or anything like that. You can get into the hotel. You can't get... like, you can't get room and board on there because the rooms for the hotel are upstairs, but the hotel is accommodated for problems with walking abilities.
Well, it looks like we'll see you there then, sweetheart, and we'll all really look forward to that, and I think we'll be ready to give you a big hug.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Missy, don't forget the photos, my Missy.
The photos, Mike.
The photos with everybody of Mike's World FM.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Thank you for taking the call. I'll just sit in the sidelines. You can just mute me somewhere along there.
We mute ourselves, sweetheart. We're self-sufficient. But thank you so much for calling in. We are going to go over to a couple of songs now, everybody, and then we'll try and get another reading in. So if you're waiting there, just be a little bit patient, and straight after the songs, we'll be coming to you.
Keep the vampires from your door. Feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels, they keep bad at bay, bad at bay. Love is light, scaring darkness away, yeah. I'm so in love with you, purge your soul. Make love your flame on burn desire.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
And there we go, Mike Davis, who's actually sitting in the back there with the rest of, well, some of our hosts, and the fantastic Beth Crowther, who's like one of the family anyway. We do have another caller in. I would like to get over to this caller because obviously we're running close to time. And we've got line 661, area code 661. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello there. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, my name is Bob.
Bob, hello, Bob, darling. I'm going to hand you over into the very capable hands of my wonderful guest, Beth Crowther. Okay? Beth, are you there, darling?
Hello, Bob.
Hey there, how are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm glad I'm in your capable hands.
I'm sure you are. Now, what can I help you with, Bob?
What's the winning lottery number? No, I'm joking. Well, besides that, love life, you know, where is it?
It's like, interesting because I've got some really super cards that I was really compelled to use for you, called Art Through the Eyes of Soul Oracle Cards by a lady called Cheryl Yambrack Rose, and they're wonderful cards that I bought when I was in Glastonbury the last time I visited, and I really needed to use these for you. And what's really interesting, Bob, is that you've got a card here that says plant the seed of a new template, and basically this is a card of change where new things are rapidly going to manifest. And I even want to say, Bob, that by the end of January I wouldn't be surprised that somebody new had already entered your life, because I see somebody coming in very, very quickly. The card that I've got next to this is a card that says take action. So you're only going to find this person if you're willing to get out there and do something about it. And I think you've been trying, but I almost want to give you that extra little shove to say, come on, that person's in the wings waiting. You've got to go out and find them. Now, what's interesting, as I look at my unicorn cards for you, I've got a card that says talk about your feelings. And I think in previous relationships, Bob, in some ways, communication has been lacking. And I think this has led to breakdown of previous relationships. So your advice for this new relationship coming in is to make sure you really talk about your feelings, make sure that communication is always open. Keeping things fresh and real is going to be very, very important to you. Now, I look at a name like Sandra, Sandy, or even another Sarah that I believe is coming for you. And like I say, she's not too far away. And I think that's going to be very, very good. I also want to say to you that I'm getting the initial G, and I think there's a guy that's coming across also with the name of Gary or Graham that I also feel is going to be in your energy on a friendship level, and that person is certainly going to be a good advisor, especially where business is concerned for you. So as we approach March, Bob, please look out for any business decisions and partnerships and please read any small print that accompanies those, because it's almost like a little warning that you need to really go through things with a fine tooth comb. Okay, Bob?
Okay.
I'm going to hand you over to Sarah. I hope that's helped you a little bit. Let us know how you get on.
All right, we'll definitely do that. Thanks.
Hello, Bob.
Hey.
How did you get on with that? Was there anything? Was there any relevance to you there?
I didn't recognize any of the names or anything like that, but I guess you just have to wait and see, right?
Okay, let's have a look then. The only reason why I asked that is because you were very silent. I know what Beth gives is spot on, but there's no way I'm questioning Beth in any way. But she picked up on a relationship with you, didn't she, sweetheart? New relationship coming in. Let me just have a look and see where I'm going with you. I do want to give you the month of February, Bob, as in birthdays or passings. Do you understand this?
February?
Yes.
My birthday's in January. My sister's is in February.
So that's your sister's birthday, okay. I just want to get some links in there with you. Okay, is there a John around you, Bob?
A guy named John?
Yes, either spirit-wise or earth-wise.
One of my best friends is named John.
Lovely. So we've got your best friend there. Can I presume, I feel like I've got a male energy in the spirit world here who had problems around their lower chest area, around their ribs and their stomach, the rib cage and the stomach. Could you take this to the gentleman in the spirit world?
Could I what?
Could you take these symptoms from a gentleman in the spirit world, the rib cage and the stomach, a lot of pain around that area?
I don't understand what you mean.
Okay.
Do I feel that?
No. There's somebody in the spirit world that's linking in with me, that's making me, giving me the pains around my ribs and around my stomach. Now, this was either themselves when they passed, or it's somebody around you. Do you understand these? You don't? Okay. That's why I ask you, see, because if you don't get it, I've got to ask for more information. I feel like I've got a grandfather with me here, Bob, and I feel like I've got a beard and a moustache here as well, it was grey. I've got a grey moustache and a grey beard. Do you understand the gentleman that I've got here?
Yeah, my grandfather never wore a beard or moustache.
Okay. Is there a gentleman in the spirit world with a grey beard or a moustache or somebody around you?
I don't know.
First thought in your head, Bob.
What's that?
The first thought in your head. Are you thinking of somebody now?
You mean with a gray beard and gray mustache?
Yes.
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Take it then, because that's what I've got. Okay. Now, I've already gotten your sister's birth name of John around you as well. On a past memory link, I want to go back to a lady that maybe knocked your confidence or... almost like pulled the rug from under your feet. Do you understand this?
Say
around
now,
that August time. A lady around you, past relationship, a lady around you who knocked your confidence or pulled the rug from under your feet. Do you understand? There was a quick, it's almost like it finished quickly and you didn't know what you'd done or why this relationship had finished. And I feel that this was around about an August time with you. I have a lady with blonde hair here, Bob. Who's the lady around you with blonde hair, and who's the lady by the name of Karen?
I don't know.
Right. Is there a lady with blonde?
I think you got the part about pulling the rug up from under my feet. That's like all of them.
Right. Okay. Right. Which was it? The blonde one, and was this in August?
No, there was nobody. No blonde in August that I knew of.
Might have been last year. Okay. I've got blonde curly hair. I'm still linking with this lady with blonde curly hair. Maybe it goes right back. Maybe this is where this all set in. But I do want to give you the name Karen as well, okay? I'm going to sort of leave that with you for now because obviously Beth's given you stuff for the future. I've given you a little bit of evidence around your sister's birthday and your best friend. Have a think about the guy in the spirit world, please, and the grandfatherly link and the stomach and the ribs. Have a really good think about it and see what you can piece together with the information that's been given to you, Bob. Okay. And I would like to say to you, thank you very much for calling into the show.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
That's a big pleasure. Thank you, darling. And good luck to you. There we go. How are we doing for time? Right. I'm just going to bring you guys in now. We've got about, I think we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. I'm not too sure. And I'm going to say, everybody unmute, and I'm going to ask you all to say Merry Christmas, everybody, after the count of three. I'll know who, those of you that haven't done it, are you ready? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
That was good. I like that. What do you think about that then, everybody? You can't all talk at once now.
Makes you feel as if you're in control here, Sarah, doesn't it? I
love that, Mike. I'm Bart. Well, I've managed to get through the whole show without you singing.
Not a bad thing, this, Sarah.
Certainly.
Until Sunday.
So, everybody just say a little bit. I'm going to start, Liz, Beth, sweetheart, first of all, fantastic having you on, and definitely have you back on, and I'm sure I'll be coming up to Stourbridge again to see you and you know, on your show as well, and you know, thank you so much. If anybody wants to get hold of you, Beth, how do they do that?
They can email me on animalexpressions@hotmail.co.uk. So that's animalexpressions@hotmail.co.uk. Look me up on Facebook. It's Elizabeth Lee Crowther. And that's Lee with a hyphen Crowther. That's probably the best way to get hold of me. But thank you for inviting me onto your show tonight, Sarah. I've really enjoyed it. And I want to wish everybody listening in a really happy and peaceful 2013. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to next year. I think there's going to be a lot of things going on spiritually, and I think we all work really well together. So looking forward to seeing you on my show, and looking forward to seeing you on my show Sunday, Mike.
Okay.
Mike? Sunday? So? Are we still on Sunday, Beth? Yeah.
Well, yes, we are, Mike, so we've got to give Ken a bit more of his psychic experiments on Sunday.
Well, I'm sure that we'll come up with some really nice for Ken this Sunday. We really will.
Okay.
I'm sure we will.
And we'll all be on Mike's show on the 23rd. So, guys, everybody say bye, and thank you. Thank you for listening, everybody. One, two, three. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. Sarah is available on Facebook. Just search Medium Sarah May, or you're welcome to follow on Twitter @MaySarahMay. To book your personal one-to-one reading with Sarah May, visit her website at www.sarahmaypsychic.com, or simply email maysarah58@googlemail.com, or add her to Skype, Sarah May Psychic. Until next week, remember to live, love and laugh, and take good care.